interns, welcome on in.
Welcome back.
Happy Pride.
I know them about it.
Yeah, we have our homophobic special.
That's not what we...
Well, homophobic just means gay fear. It's scary. Homophobic special. Welcome.
We put Florida flags everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
We're starting out strong.
We are. We're coming out the gate.
Your Florida ID. Get 50% off.
That is how it works at like amusement parks in Florida.
Really?
Yeah. Like you have show your ID? A special Florida ID, and you can get like discounts.
Weird.
Like the souvenirs, because that state is filled with amusement parks and just tourist attractions. So they have to...
And people not from there.
Yeah, so they have to fill it with...
Okay.
They have to give you some incentive for living there.
For existing in Florida.
Yeah, they're like, here's your card and meth is free. Like, stuff like that. Well, anyways, welcome guys to our Pride sale. I was told by corporate that homophobic sale, it doesn't, for some reason, ring well.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
So it's transphobic. I'm just kidding. It's not. Happy Pride. We love you. We support you. Welcome in. Zach, are you going to stop me from ranting?
I'm just seeing how far you go. We didn't vet this at all.
We didn't. And we really should write these scripts down.
We here at the Dumb are accepting of all interns of all walks of life. Just some of you get a sale every now and then, and some of you don't.
Who's getting the sale?
Oh, well, you know, whoever.
It's not Gerald. Not Gerald.
Well, not the...
That fucker has to pay full price.
Not the interns that didn't make it out of the old building.
Well, yeah, most of them have mutated now, and they've become the things from Tremors.
The interns that didn't make it to the back room last time and actually had to intern for the Halloween store, they haven't come back. So
yeah,
because like
they're actually getting compensated from the Halloween store.
Well, we don't need to disclose that.
It happened. Like, still, it's in Spirit Bucks, but it's...
Well,
it's more...
Well, the hard part about Spirit Bucks...
which...
The official printer for it, like... broke down a long time ago, so it's literally just on A4.
Which is funny. Oh, A4?
Yeah.
It's the grossest format.
It is.
It's funny. A24 is the artsiest one. Ha! and it's funny because we've actually come up with our own currency for our interns.
Wait,
dumb coin.
Oh!
Yes. It's an NFT, and it's
no
already
better
been,
time.
It's already been sued by FTX.
No better time. We got those monkeys out of the way. The yacht ones with the...
The yacht ones? I just remember the monkeys for the most part.
That's what they were called. There was like yacht monkeys Jones. Or something is what they were called, right?
The band by Davy Jones.
I love the monkeys.
Then I saw her face.
the band is great. Very sad that they were shit on for... Like, they were actually talented, but...
They were talented, but they
weird,
themselves were... they were a joke band.
Yeah, they were a cog in the...
They had a show.
Yeah, yeah. Here we come. Walking down the street.
It's great to have you guys back, by the way. Because
we've been alone together way too long.
We've been doing this, and like Patrice over at the Halloween store hates this.
She honestly...
Multiple HR complaints. And it's funny because we don't report to the same HR, so she has no say in what goes here. Fuck you, Patrice.
Get fucked.
Patrice. I am glad you're on dialysis.
Patrice, more like
Patrice.
Patrice of
Yeah.
Okay, it's my turn for a file today. Let's go.
Stock room.
Let's head on
stock,
back.
Stock room. Stock room.
STOCKROOM.
Yeah, there's letters. Let's go.
ROOM.
Yeah.
Stock room.
Yeah.
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 Bienvenue, power bottoms. To pull from.
Pretty sure we've done that before, though.
Have we?
I'm pretty sure we said bienvenuto power buttons.
I think we've done enough of these that our reference, we've said all of our references that we ever say in our.
Yeah, we've said all of our jokes. You're just here for the history.
You love history, right?
And guys who tell it poorly.
Yeah. We really do. I do not want to listen back to our first case file. Because I remember I was
that one's very detailed.
I was so nervous at the time, and I feel like I told it terribly.
What case file did you like do the most research for?
Do the most research for? Oh man, I feel it must have been that first one because I was like, I got to present all the facts. And as we've gone on. And
this guy fucking existed.
We're rusty. We're admittedly rusty right now because we're getting back in the swing of the department. But I feel like it's a lot more chill now. You know, it's a lot more chill.
Yeah, we don't have Newt Gingrich breathing down our necks. You know, the Speaker of the House from the 90s.
How the Gingrich stole the vote. So why I opened with the French reference from some of our favorite YouTubers.
Bienvenuto is not French.
I'm going to butcher this.
Bienvenuto is not French.
Is it not?
Spanish.
Is it Spanish?
Yeah. That means welcome. Whoa. In Spanish.
Really?
Yes. Welcome, power bottoms. That's what they're saying. Bienvenuto.
That makes bien. It sounded so French in my head.
It's not.
Oh, well, okay.
Just talk about potatoes. That's the only Frenchman we care about.
Well, anyway, this one's French. I'm going to butcher it, but it's L'Inconnu de la Seine, or known as...
His name's Luke Design.
I think it's Sign is how you say it, but it's the Unknown Woman of the Seine. This... is the tale of
sounds like a Fallout character.
Oh, I think I'd say like a Fallout quest.
No, like a faction. It sounds like a Fallout faction.
This is very, it's a concerning tale, honestly. So the story here starts with much as is with the tale of Christmas Carol. How it began with the death of the Marleys. This begins with the death of a young teenage girl in the River Seine in Paris around the late 1880s. Apparently, this corpse, when it was pulled out of the river.
I hate to say this, but I know this story.
Do you know this story?
I do.
Okay. Well, we'll continue then.
And I'll bring up Michael Jackson later.
This corpse was apparently. It was strange because there was no signs of struggle. There was no damage to the body. In fact, she was very intact, and she was later noted as seeming
peaceful. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, she was put on display. Apparently, this was like a thing at the time. They would have like in windows.
You don't have TikTok. You don't have like. Sports.
Let's go check out the Daily Corpses.
Yeah, go check out the Daily Corpses. You know what? After that, let's go see a royal go get their head cut off. Like,
that's a full day.
Yeah.
That's a full day.
I mean, I went to the craft fair today, and I'm going to go to a different fair tonight.
You did
like,
go
tonight,
to the craft fair today.
And
that's not even a bit.
It's not. And like, they didn't have that back then.
Yeah.
They just had depression.
Their crafts were preparing dead bodies. And for children, it was working in the mines. The children yearned for the mines. Anyway, people flocked on down to the local corpse watching window.
Flocked on down to the local corpse fucking
window. And people just were in awe of how beautiful this young woman looked and how peaceful she looked. So much so that a wax plaster cast of her face was taken, a death mask. This was a thing at the time.
Death masks were common. Like, there's, I think there's an account on TikTok where they actually show like the different death masks.
Yeah.
Of
it's strange.
Famous figures.
Yeah. It's basically you're immortalizing like their face before they start to decompose. You're getting a jump on the, maggots.
It's just a weird craft to have there at the end.
It's very strange.
You know how people do like the hands holding thing and they do it in like silicone and then they fill it with plaster?
Yes. Yep.
That's not cool enough. We got to get a dead corpse and do
it.
Some
people
fresh.
Do it with their dog. And that's really cute because there's like a little, I don't know how they get a dog to hold still long enough. Like
the paw?
If we tried to do that with our dog, it would just look really fat because she'd be flopping around the whole time.
Yeah.
You need a really patient dog.
Yeah, my dog wouldn't
happen.
Do that either. And he's a fairly fat and lazy dog.
I say it all the time. If there was like the guy from Office Space that just wanted his stapler back, if that guy was reincarnated, it would be your dog. He is so inoffensive. I've heard him bark once, and I think you've heard
it was
him
at
bark
you.
Once. Yeah,
it was at you because we were camping. And yeah, it was like I don't know where you, because it was around like it was around sunset, so he couldn't tell who you were.
Yeah, I haven't heard a peep from him since.
Only like little yaps, but it's never been another dog. Like he'll never chase after other dogs.
No,
he is the most chill, and he's always been that way though.
He's just inoffensive.
He's a border collie and they're supposed to be energetic.
Yeah, he does not give off border collie vibes at all.
He gives off a grumpy retiree aesthetic.
Very,
who
very
just
true.
Wants to be pet.
So back to the story. This gal was not identified. No one really knows who she was, but they guessed that she was about 16 at the time of her death. This death mask of her became so popular at the time that it became a subject of interest for a lot of different artistic mediums. And it became so popular that they made I'm talking like hundreds and hundreds of recreations of this mold, of the death mask. And people would keep it in their houses.
That's weird. Guys, you're living in France, which is like an amazing art town. Food, art.
Yeah.
Corpse face. Like, it seems like a weird... Then again, we've also talked about people eating mummies. So, I don't know. Back then, things were just shit. And you got something... If anything made you feel a certain way, that's art. Which, I mean,
That is a weird thought. I wonder if it's different now just because the amount of dopamine you just have on hand.
I think the art that we can create now is also more, whether it be through manufacturing, digital, or...
You're just numb to it. You're surrounded by art all the time, and it's so easily...
Yeah, and I don't want something that looks like a face hanging on my wall for the most part.
True. So I forgot to mention that it was suspected that this was like a suicide, successful attempt. I can't really say attempt. It was successful. There was a...
a wonderful success.
There was a guy that wrote a book on suicide. It was called The Savage God. That he was quoted as saying that it was his theory that a whole generation of German girls, whole generation modeled their looks after this specific face.
Okay. So in the era that we grew up, we were told by like our parents and stuff that Madonna is like the sex figure.
Uh-huh.
But the Madonna that we know is just like a corpse. So I can see it still being like
that
people.
That's true.
Yeah. Like she's a creepy Wiccan now. Like, I don't think anybody our age is going to be like, you know who's a sex symbol? Madonna. But everyone in, like, the generation and generation before us and before that, she was a sex symbol.
Yeah.
So,
well, she's I'm guessing it's kind of like that. Leather handbag.
Same, yeah. That, like, kisses Drake and tries to steal his youth.
Nipple tassels.
Yeah, it is.
That is a...
Sorry for you Madonna-loving interns.
So very... he goes on to say that the... In Kanyu, or however you say that, basically this death mask became the erotic ideal of the period, as Bardot was for the 1950s.
No. If necrophilia ever comes across your mind, stop.
He even says German actresses such as Elizabeth... Burner modeled themselves
on her. Time was this?
This was would have been in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Okay.
It's a weird time.
But I mean, Europe is still booming at this time.
Yeah.
Like the 1900s, well, it's not like the 1920s where it was really roaring and stuff like that. After the war and stuff, it's still industrious. So it still seems weird that this is like a trend that catches on in not necessarily the modern world, but a more modern world.
Mm.
Like, hey, come look at this corpse face. Model yourself after her. She's beautiful. You want to look dead. Like,
well, the thing was, she had a slight smile to her corpse.
What the fuck is up with French people and slight smiles? Whether it be Mona Lisa in the Louvre,
yep.
Whether it be...
She was nicknamed the Drowned Mona Lisa because of that slight smile. And it didn't stop there either. She became so prevalent in literature, in movies, in music. Like, she was in... like novellas, like The Worshipper of the Image. She was used on cover art.
So you know how L'Oreal is French-based?
Uh-huh.
And it says, maybe you're born with it. Oh, no, that's Maybelline.
Maybe that's Maybelline.
Well, like, maybe you killed yourself. Maybe it's Annie.
Maybe you're a death mask.
Yeah.
That would... First of all, it's sad if it was a suicide, but it would be so weird.
By the way, 988, if you're facing anything like that, dial 988.
Like, how cruel would that be if she committed suicide because her looks, you know?
Just to find out
that
you're immortalized.
That sounds like a Twilight episode, like Twilight Zone episode or some kind of monkey paw thing, right? That then you become immortalized.
For your
looks.
Supposed beauty.
No one knows who you are. Insane.
That is a very like monkey paw-ish. And I just imagine she's like going around with the narrator, like seeing the life after she committed suicide and being like, no, I want to go back. I don't know why she's Jimmy Stewart because, well, it's a wonderful life.
Or take me back. Take me back to Paris.
Yeah.
So the supposed words of the pathologist in the Paris morgue that first saw her, he said her beauty was breathtaking and showed few signs of distress at the time of passing, so bewitching that I knew beauty as such must be preserved. And he spent hours making this cast of the quote unquote bewitching woman, which is weird to say of a 16-year-old, but that's a weird time, I guess.
Well, even if you think about half the songs in the 80s and 70s, they're talking about like, yeah, she was 16, if you know what I mean. Like, really creepy. So take that back another 80 years. It doesn't seem like I don't imagine that.
I feel like
that was like a weird dip in culture. Yeah.
Well, this was like prime bohemian time.
Yeah.
So you know, they would be the ones to grab onto this immediately. But So you know that part. Do you know about...
I'm just imagining like modern boho theme. Like you see a Target because Target has all the fucking boho stuff. Death masks.
Death masks. This one's beige.
We don't want any of those loud tone death masks. These are muted tone death masks.
It says, yeah, I'm here.
Whatever. I was there. Now I'm gone.
You can put me by your wine cabinet.
You know, when you're tripping out on shrooms or LSD, put me on your wall and I'll come out. Like,
I'll speak to you. In a French, nice, relaxing French accent. Now, do you know why he's also nicknamed the most kissed face in the world?
Because they modeled CPR dummies after her.
Yep. I believe the Norwegian fellow who first created the first CPR
fucking Norwegians.
Doll, he chose her face because it stood out to him and it was a well-known face.
Someone who's drowned. It's the slight look in their face. Like, I know that she wasn't like swollen and stuff like that, but just drowned seems like a proper model for.
Imagine your face. First of all, you become like an icon for young women. And then you're the picture of like suicide for so many creative works. And you're all of these things. And then you become a tool for saving people. And you become known as, I didn't know the first aid mannequin is called Recessy Ann.
Yeah.
No idea. Created by two Norwegian folks in 1958, 1960-ish.
I think it's actually called Annie.
Oh, it's A-N-N-E, so it's possible. Norwegians are weird. So Recessy Annie?
Yeah.
Weird. It's known as the most kissed-faced of all time.
Well, and the reason that in the Michael Jackson song, Annie, Are You Okay? That's what you're supposed to, like, that keeps the beat in CPR. Annie, are you okay?
Really?
It was named Annie, and then that made it into the song, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
That's funny.
Because you're supposed to ask that when somebody's, like, passed out before you start doing CPR.
Weird. I always just think of The Office whenever I think of a CPR doll.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of... Hello, Clarice.
Staying alive. Yeah, and then that.
Or... First I was afraid, I was petrified. No, not that one.
Oh my, they just, I think the official Office YouTube channel or something just put out one of the best videos. It's like just Michael Scott bloopers. Hilarious.
So I have Peacock, not to flex.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
But I have Peacocks and... They have the super fan episodes.
Uh-huh.
So it has like all the deleted scenes. Like edited in.
Yeah.
To the episodes, and it's great.
That's and weird.
There's like weird
subplots. I would forget which one was real and which one wasn't.
There's weird subplots that they don't really hit again in later in the series, but there's like some
through, they're not canon technically.
Well, there's some through plots that kind of go on.
Weird.
Like they go more into Kevin's gambling addiction and when Dwight becomes like the actual manager and names Pam like the unofficial assistant, he asks Angela to keep an eye on Pam. And so she's like making reports about everything that Pam's doing. Like she sat at her desk at this point.
Let's hold that thought. I'm done now.
You're done? You don't have more to talk about sexualizing a corpse?
A 16-year-old corpse. That makes it way better.
Oh, God.
Way better.
So, to be clear, we have offended people on the in our intro.
Yeah.
We have offended people. We probably should have said trigger warning for suicide.
Uh-huh.
We have talked about underage.
Uh-huh. Women.
And just to say, guys, we're back.
We are back.
And you know what else is back? The break room. Let's head there.
How much longer are these episodes if they're putting total deleted story arcs?
It depends. Some episodes will have like one scene and some will have like A good amount.
I actually watched a lot of the before Peacock was a thing. They had someone had uploaded all of them onto YouTube.
And then they all got taken down as soon as Peacock took over the office.
It was wild. It was like watching interdimensional cable.
Well, I think The Office is one of those shows that's weird. Like I don't think I would watch as many shows that I have now if The Office never went off Netflix.
Right.
I would just rewatch that because it's just a comforting thing to put on the background.
It's easy to go back to.
And that's the generation that we're in. Like the people before us were doing that with Friends.
Like,
I never got that.
No offense. I'm not going to get Peacock. I'm not.
I take offense.
Like, I'm sure it's great.
It is actually. Well, like Peacock, because they're owned by Universal, they've had like Cocaine Bears on there now. Dungeons and Dragons is on there. There's like.
Didn't they have like Puss in Boots too?
Yeah. They had Puss in Boots like right away.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's part of a like the cell phone plan and stuff. Yeah, it's bundled into things.
You have T-Mobile?
Yeah. Oh,
that's fine. I have Verizon. They don't give me shit.
Yeah, fuck you, Verizon.
they don't give me shit.
But I get Apple TV. I get Netflix. I get Paramount.
There's a show on Apple TV I want to watch. It's called like
Ted
Silo.
Lasso?
I need to finish Ted Lasso.
My parents have been watching Silo because it's somewhat post-apocalyptic and my dad is like coming over it. He's like, yeah, they're just like coming up with like different ways to farm and stuff like that. Like, okay, dad. Have you seen Ted Lasso? Yeah, that positivity shit. Like, my dad's not that much of a curmudgeon, but still. He was very into Silo.
It looked pretty interesting. Just from the TikToks that I've watched on it.
You could also watch Jason Momoa.
Oh, that C one?
Not be able to see.
I tried.
You did?
I tried and it just felt like a gimmick. Like a really hard gimmick.
I'm at a weird standpoint where multiple ones of my like shows that I've been watching have ended. Like Ted Lasso has ended.
Right.
Like they could make more, but it's not going to be for years.
Right.
And it's not going to be like with the same cast.
They kind of wrapped up that.
They wrapped up the main story arc. Yeah.
I could see them making offshoots.
Barry ended.
Yeah.
Same week. Succession. I haven't watched Succession.
Me neither.
But that ended. All three of those shows ended the same week. And that seems like three major shows.
Which we have a friend that I think watches all three of them.
Yeah. I just started watching Succession.
I still haven't watched Last of Us.
You haven't watched Last of Us?
I haven't.
Have you played the game?
No.
So
I haven't had any spoilers aside from the one episode that makes everyone cry. that's been plastered
and
around enough.
That's not in the game.
No.
And that you can watch it for that episode alone. The rest of it kind of follows the game pretty well. And it's cool to see like the guy who actually played Joel in the game and the girl who actually played Ellie playing character, because both of them are in the show at different points. Not playing, of course, the characters. The girl who plays Ellie in the game plays the mom of Ellie.
That's cool.
And she's in a ton of things too.
That's cool that they like
she's on Critical Role.
Is she? Oh yeah. I need to watch more Critical Role. As a DM, I should watch more Critical Role. It's so hard when they're all 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's
so hard. And like,
it's much easier to watch like that one. And what's the one that College Humor does?
Oh,
with Brandon Mulligan.
I get the clips on TikTok all the time.
Dimension 20?
Yeah, Dimension 20.
I get those clips. I can handle it if it's the clips, but yeah, as you were saying, they're like 3 hour sessions and it's hard to be like, experiencing that.
Right. And it's not like you can just have it on in the background because important shit happens.
Yeah. Well, and especially when Matt Mercer's doing it because it's his own crafted story and stuff like that. So it's great.
There's so many DMs that hate Matt Mercer because of what he's like done to players' expectations of what D&D is. If you want to like, you as the player have to be just as good as the DM in that situation, because they're all trained voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
They've they've been doing that campaign for years already at that point by the time they started actually recording it. So there's a lot of new players that have come to D&D.
That's profitable enough where they're all getting money from it, so they all can make time in their schedules.
There's a whole show
to be around.
They have
that
merch. Yeah. It's
and then he finds time to be a voice of an Overwatch character.
Cassidy. Cole Cassidy, I think.
Definitely not Jesse McCree.
I don't think they needed to change it, honestly.
No, because I didn't think it was after employee. I thought it was after Deadshot McCree.
Yeah.
Old video game.
No one knew about the employee.
Yeah.
No one knew about the employee. And it's weird that you would name it after an employee anyway. Like,
yeah, unless that employee is like dead.
Like, oh, here's the knight character, Jeff Kaplan.
Yeah, if like, anything, that's the character, like, oh, the Kaplan. Like,
yeah,
that's the guy that you would have named a character after, not just some random Blizzard employee.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, and I would feel worse if Overwatch 2 actually was good and they like ousted him or like forced him out. Before that, but it's not. It's awful.
It's terrible. Terrible, terrible.
We were on it for like, what, a week or two?
Yeah, I think we gave it like 2 weeks of off and on play.
I remember buying like the first like little season pass.
Yeah, and then I was like this $5. Is the same game that I played 4 years
with less
prior.
Features.
Yeah, and a pass, and... They added a nighttime mode to this map that they made 4 years ago. Woo!
And we still took away maps that we haven't added back yet. It was a worse game. It was an awful. Can you think of anything else that like just took that big of a dip of quality?
Oh, like between sequels?
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of games. Like as much as I give crap of like Call of Duty Ghost, it wasn't awful.
It was kind of bland.
It was bland, especially coming off of...
Yeah, there was a high. It was Modern Warfare 3, I think.
Was it Modern Warfare 3 or was it Black Ops 2 that it came off of?
Might have been Black Ops 2, actually.
I can't remember which one of those. Which Modern Warfare 3 was... It was different,
There's
but it was still good.
There's people that love it.
I'd say it's still good.
I was like, yeah, it was decent.
It's still in the upper echelon.
Black
and
Ops
then
2
it just kind of
way up there.
Yeah, Black Ops 2, Black Ops.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think Modern Warfare 2 is like one of my highest, just because that's when I got, that was the first game I played online, really.
And I played that with you, and we played it silently.
Yeah.
The party chat wasn't a thing on PlayStation yet. We didn't even call each other.
No, it was like, you're online.
We were just in the same lobby.
I think we chatted on the PlayStation lobby.
Yeah, which you had to go out of the game to do.
Yeah, because we don't have phones at the time.
No, it was like
we weren't even like Facebook
or
friends
something.
Or anything.
No,
because I don't think we had Facebook.
I had made my own mic to talk to people on PlayStation by plugging in an old Barbie camera, USB Barbie camera, that I had to plug it in a special way and had a special adapter, and I made a rope that hung around it so I could hang it around my neck to play. And I remember, and that's how I talked to adult men. And I would ask them to try and like help me with glitches and stuff, because I was like, well, you could fly across the map, and this dude with like four kids is showing me how to do it with my shitty little like Barbie camera mic. PlayStation was ghetto.
It was.
That shouldn't have worked. But
PlayStation 3, I love PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3 was great.
PlayStation 2, I loved. I didn't switch over to Xbox until it was like the PS4 and the Xbox One. And then I switched over because then all you guys had Xboxes. And
I think you just choose what your friends had.
Yeah.
I don't, people like to make it a little deeper than that, and it's really not.
And now we all have PCs, so.
Yeah. And they tried to make Xbox One like the media console, which is really just weird.
Yeah, like you could plug in your cable box and stuff like that.
Everyone was up in arms when they announced, and we don't have to go much longer. But when they announced
Xbox
One... What's
the point if we don't?
You would have had... I think it was like 5 or 10 of your friends could share like everything.
Yeah.
They're like, but you just have to be online all the time. And
wait,
like,
you have to,
you
be,
have to
online?
Be online? It's like, well, I mean, you're like fresh off of like, you're everyone's still time, on shitty DSL.
Yeah. Like, and at that time it was, oh, I remember saying at that time all the time on this.
Yeah. You brought, yeah. Yeah.
Brought it back. You're welcome, interns. but yeah, it was a lot of things that are commonplace now, but everyone was up in arms, and that's why the Xbox One tanks compared to,
PlayStation
thing was the Kinect thing. I remember the Kinect thing being weird.
Kinect was
like, you had to have a Kinect, which they didn't sell with the console, even though you had to have it.
Honestly,
and you could only turn on your Xbox through saying like,
yeah,
Xbox on, or
there was, I remember it would sign you in if it saw your face. And I remember one of the YouTubers I would watch, he was telling a story about how he would always, like, when he took a shower, he would walk into his room naked, but the Kinect was on the floor so it couldn't see his face. And it got used to it seeing his junk. And it would sign him in when it saw his junk. And he's like, did it like register my dick?
Who needs facial recognition?
You just need head recognition. Oh, the Kinect, man. Xbox record that.
I'm trying to remember like all the weird game features that have been like throughout the years. I remember the coolest thing that I wanted in gaming that I never had was the Game Boy camera.
Oh,
and I've seen people nowadays.
Like a dot matrix. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I've seen people nowadays have that. Like they had to do a ton of workarounds, but they have it as their webcam. For that's meetings amazing. And stuff like that. It's amazing. And I love the look of it. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is. I love the look of
the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and it had the
and
printer.
The pictures that, and yes, and the printer that you had to like plug in at separate times. Yeah.
There was like a whole wholesome story where a guy, one of his like last photos of his dog that he had was on his Game Boy, and he was able to plug it in and print it. And like this old ass, and like people, you know, I'm sure you've seen on TikTok where people find like their old like DSIs and stuff.
Yeah.
And they find just like super cringy stuff or like super wholesome stuff. I'm like,
see,
I wasn't rich enough to have a
I also
DS.
Think
I had my SP for a long time.
I think I still have my Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Still doesn't have backlight.
My Game Boy Color is right over there because I just went through my garage and I've got a ton. There's no scuffs on it. It looks like brand new. I'm like, damn.
Can we talk about you going through your garage and the stuff that you hoarded?
It wasn't me that hoarded it.
I'm not talking.
My mom likes to keep basically everything. There's all of my backpacks are out there.
Hi, Barb.
Yeah. just piles and piles of schoolwork and binders and everything out there. And now that I'm older and I'm like realizing my brain works a little different, I kind of look on all this stuff a little differently that I'm like, I would draw all the time. And you can go, every other paper in there has a drawing on the back. And it's so weird to look back.
Well, as we were talking, I was at the craft fair earlier today and your mom was there. So you had showed me those pictures of the different sketches that of like the Sweeney Todd sketch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember you had ones of like Master Chief and you had the Joker. And I remember you doing those in Mrs. Green's advisory class.
Yeah.
And in like Fisto's when we weren't doing anything. And
I did it all the time. Every class. I had straight A's too. Very surprising. Yeah.
And your mom was like, yeah, and they even let you guys write on desks. I'm like, they let Zach write on the desk.
They let me write, yeah.
They let Zach write on the desk.
I drew, like, Slash, like the guitarist on a
Slash,
on desk
and then it like, grew into something, and then you're like, I'm tired of doing suggestions. And I remember you wiping it clean, and everyone's like, what the heck, Mr. Forrester? And he's like, Zach cleaned it. That was him.
I had, I missed that. Did you ever have those, like, Play-Doh erasers? It was like professional,
like the putty.
Yeah, like the professional ones that you need them and it would clean them. I remember that's how I ended that desk's run.
How I ended it.
I remember, I'm surprised they weren't defiled.
I while we're talking about this, I want to bring up the source of our friendship that you digged up, because it is different. So in eighth grade, we were in history class, and we're learning about the Lewis and Clark expedition. Each class member got a character that they were, you were given a person that was on the expedition. I was lucky and I got William Clark. Like I got one of the two.
Like, yeah,
you get that guy, that guy, that guy, the guy who commits suicide, or Sacagawea. Like
it was the, it was like the Tony Stark and Captain America of the explorers, and you got one of those.
Yes,
not what I got.
You got York.
I got York.
You got Clark's slave.
Yeah.
So we were sat next to each other.
Yep.
And we also had advisory, or which was like homeroom. But we also had that class together, and that was eighth grade.
Yeah. Eighth grade. And yeah. I specifically remember one of our first interactions was flexing next to each other, which we had nothing. We didn't really have anything to flex at the time.
Now I think about it, we had a lot of classes together. We were also in Mrs. Hertz, and I remember her hating you.
Yeah.
For science, but she loved me.
I was so inoffensive and such a good student. I have,
and I think no, we brought up this story before.
Yeah,
when we made the electrons, or we made the atoms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I made aluminum, and I made it out of tinfoil. I made it the night before, but it had like popcorn as the electrons, and like it had, it was creative because I got creative while procrastinating, in a procrastinating panic.
Right.
And she saw mine, it drooped down. It didn't even like hold up well. And she's like, wow, that's so creative. And like, you used aluminum for it. A plus. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. You had welded one. Because your parents have the shop and everything. And yeah, she's like, it wasn't enough. You needed to have something higher on the
point.
And I remember you holding it like,
I don't know what I did to her.
I don't know either. Like,
she had just a vitriolic attitude towards me.
Which is weird, because she wasn't like, it wasn't any other student. And Zach, as he said, he had A's throughout school.
We were quiet and inoffensive.
Yeah, quiet and inoffensive, which is weird for what we do now. But
that's true. This made zero sense.
Yeah, I never got it. So we had that
class.
Now
that I think about it, I had a lot of science teachers that just didn't seem to like me for some reason.
Do you remember the fact that they split eighth graders into two different groups?
Yeah.
It was the Super Eights and the Loco Ochos.
I think, was I a Loco? No, I was a Super
Eight. No, you were a Super Eight with me.
Yeah.
Because we had the same classes.
Yeah, we made motel jokes all the time.
Yeah.
Because there's a line of motels called Super Eight.
And I think it was us having science, history, which both of us really love science and history now, which is weird. And then we had homeroom or advisory class together.
Which was awful.
It was awful.
I hated advisory.
I remember there was a girl who sat next to us. She was not from around here.
That sounds very bad without context.
It's not going to sound great after I finish this. She smelled awful. And when Miss Green, she's like, do you want to come sit here? And because there was an open seat because somebody had like moved or something. I jumped on it because I was I was sitting right behind her, and then I ended up sitting like right behind you. And that's,
and I smelled amazing.
Well, and I'm trying to remember, why did you start walking home with me?
I don't know.
I think it's because I saw you waiting for your brother to pick you up.
You know,
and I said, you want to walk with me? I just live down the road, because we would talk and we just start going off about impressions and advisory.
Our high school and middle school were on like opposite ends of the town from each other. And I would have to wait for my brother to come pick me up. And he would stay after like all the time. So I would just sit by a tree for an hour, basically. Yeah. And I think you did approach me, and we ended up, because you lived right down the road.
Yeah.
One of the off roads. And we'd walk over there.
Well, yeah, the road was literally named the same thing as the school.
Yeah, yeah. And then we would just talk about like Family Guy and like random
impressions that we would do. Because and the thing is, we would go off about like different pop culture things. I would pretend to know like half the Xbox games you were talking about.
and I would pretend to know some of the actors that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea.
What? You don't know about Henry Fonda? Like,
but we had enough of a Venn diagram of stuff that we shared.
Yeah, I think we realized like how much of a Venn diagram, like exposed to, like, you were the only kid I knew that also knew like Whose Line and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I remember you randomly said Colin Mockery one time, and I'm like, from Whose Line? And I remember jumping on that. And then the impressions, we both love The Dark Knight, to put like a time capsule of what that was.
Yeah.
And like, I remember
it's cringy now, but it was so cool at the time.
Oh yeah, because
it was amazing at the time.
It was almost like a showcase between you and me. Like, okay, what do you have for me today? Well, I have this impression. Like,
oh, it was great.
And then we grew up.
My father was a drinker. It was at the time, that was peak, and I would practice. I would practice those impressions. Ugh.
Now, how so often cringy, do you think about impressions?
Not really at all anymore. I mean,
I think a lot of the impression work came from me being alone in my room. Like, it doesn't come from a place of like, hey, everyone, let's work group this. No, right. it was always like,
it was a product of boredom.
Yeah. Like, I remember just to come up with an Obama impression, it was because we were forced to watch one of his State of the Unions in government class.
Uh huh.
So I'm like, yeah, this guy has a pretty weird cadence. That's pretty easy.
Yeah. And,
like, I could never get the voice on, but I always had the cadence down. So,
dude, I feel like I do a lot of voice work for like commercials and things, but that's totally different. That's just like,
the one clip that you showed me of the commercial that you did recently, it took me a second to realize it was you.
There's some people,
it was still professional, but.
And you've been around me a lot.
Yeah.
And you had that for like a split second. So like people that have only known me for like 6 months to a year.
Oh, who'd you hire?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. They asked like, oh, did you just like, you know, hire somebody from like Voices 1, 2, 3 or whatever the fuck.
Voices 1, 2, 3. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Voices 1, 2, 3. There's like Voices. It's like, you know, all those like hire. And then I'm like, no, I did it. And they're like,
oh,
like, that's you. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
So I'll go off on one more tangent before we wrap things up here.
Yeah.
What is like that movie that you would love that other people don't understand?
Ooh.
You said Voices, and it's a Ryan Reynolds movie where he's schizophrenic.
Yeah,
and he's
I
a murderer.
That.
I love that movie. And my wife loves that movie. A lot of people that we've shown it to
just hate it.
Just hate it. Or that, or Sorry to Bother You, just because of the way it ends, is one of those movies. Like, it's an amazing movie for 90% of it.
Right.
And then it takes a dive.
You know, M. Night Shyamalan's old really kitchen.
Shut the fuck up.
Just so you guys know, we
saw that together.
Our whole friend group, Elijah and I, all went to go see it. His wife and our mutual friend all decided to pregame, because, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, he can't take it super seriously anymore. Pregame, I was blasted watching this show.
I was the driver.
That was the way to do it.
I was the driver.
That was the way to do it. A movie that I like that other people just don't understand.
That movie was awful. I just want to say that before we go any further. I haven't seen Knock at the Cabin yet. I know it's divisive.
It's one of the movies of all time.
I know Dave Bautista is amazing in it.
Oh, yeah. Dave Bautista is great.
By the way, another tangent within our tangent. The Rock sucks as an actor.
He does.
He's one of those people who's really kind of demanding on set and stuff like that, where they talk about like Arnold Schwarzenegger and him. There's a lot of comparisons because they're action stars and people who kind of came into certain circumstances. Arnold actually listened to his directors, where Dwayne Johnson, you know, who's really in charge of the movie. That's why Black Adam was such shit.
We folded laundry while we watched that, and just half watching it, I couldn't stand it. It was really easy to make fun of. Because you could tell they thought it was going to be something really good.
I feel like that was like a good amount of DC over the last 10 years.
You know what? I think Shazam 2 will be our next laundry folding.
Really?
Movie. Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself.
It makes the laundry go by real fast.
I think the only satisfying DC movie has been Suicide Squad.
By James Gunn.
One. Yeah. James Gunn Suicide Squad.
It's the only reason.
Not David
why.
Ayers.
Oh, man. That's,
you know, that guy makes really... that movie about tanks real good. I think he'll make this movie about a Suicide Squad great. But I can't blame him because he's also talked about how much the studio changed his movie.
Yeah.
Which you can just tell by the cuts. It's weird.
Who did I just hear say something like? Oh, it was Snyder? Mike Judge with Idiocracy.
Oh, really?
He didn't like it? He really hates how that movie turned because the studio came in and changed like a lot of stuff. It was going to be much more than it was. Which it already seems. But he wanted to Mike Judge it. And I think it's kind of sad how prophetic those ideas are becoming.
Crocs are popular again.
Yeah. Well, didn't Crocs come from?
They were just movie? A small company.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
And they're like, we need something futuristic that seems kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're all wearing Crocs in that movie.
Oh, no. Man, I really cannot think of a movie that it has to be one of like the obscure ones.
There hasn't been a movie watching. That you've shown somebody that they've been like, what the fuck have you shown me?
Oh, my family hated Baby Driver.
Really?
I love Baby Driver.
Oh, because Kevin Spacey?
No, they just, they love Kevin Spacey.
Oh. Yeah.
Still? They didn't like the pacing of it. Yeah, still. They didn't like the pacing of it. I loved it.
I was about to say, that movie is pretty expertly paced.
Yeah, I loved like the music choice and synchronicity and the shots. And I thought it was excellent. They hated it. I showed it to them and they were like, turn it off.
Oh, that's why I didn't watch John Wick until you made me watch John Wick. Because my mom's like, yeah, they're kind of dumb.
They're
like
so good. I love John Wick.
And
I need to watch the newest one. Newest one is almost 3 hours long.
By the way, the new Fast and Furious. Oh, God. See, I get the thing of somebody saying, I turn my brain off to watch this and have a good time. That makes sense with John Wick. That does not make sense for Fast and Furious.
No.
And I don't know if it's just because I'm not a car guy or something like that, but
I don't think it's even a car guy thing.
They're just bad.
I think it's like a bird brain thing, to be honest. Not to be insulting, but
apparently there's like a ton of plot holes in this new one too.
I believe it.
Like Paul Walker. Apparently his family's been alive this whole time.
What, like Shrek?
Mm-hmm.
Or the mammoth from Ice Age?
Yeah, apparently they've been alive this whole time.
Okay.
And they've just been like in a haven, like,
oh my Lord,
they've been in on a beach, and then they keep finding relatives to people and it gets annoying.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And just more relatives keep popping up. Like Dom, apparently John Cena is his brother. One of the villains, apparently Jason Momoa is his brother. No, not him. Jason Statham's his brother. Like
you can't keep doing this. I love how that's always...
The first one was about a cop getting getting a guy for street racing and, like, car smuggling.
And smuggling... Do you remember what they were smuggling? It was, like, DVD players was what they were smuggling.
And they literally went into space. Yeah, they literally went into space. Because Ludacris, who just knew how to, like, repair cars and, like, mod cars before in, like, the early ones...
Uh-huh.
Now he's like a NASA engineer.
From Chop Shop.
Yeah.
To NASA.
From Pimp My Ride to like Mark Rober Extreme.
Dear Lord. Well, we're going a little long in the tooth on this one, so I think we better close it out.
Yeah, we gotta go finish our shift.
Yeah.
Out there.
It doesn't matter. It's June. Who's buying Halloween stuff in June? It's only scary teenagers.
Yeah, we get a lot of alt teenagers.
Yeah.
But I mean, how many, like, Bring Me to the Horizon shirts can you see in Black Veil Brides?
Like, I don't even know if those are popular anymore.
Apparently, I see the shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's still a thing. That was a thing when we were in high school. That's
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know who the horrible bands are now, but.
Who's the, there's the one.
BTS. They broke up because BTS is. Do you know why they're broken up right now?
BTS?
Yeah. Well, they're not really broken up, but
what
they're
happened?
Not. They're doing their military service because they're forced to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Because like they're required to serve a certain amount of time, right? It's like when Elvis enlisted.
They are Elvis.
They are Elvis.
Except for
I don't know any of their names.
Oh, you don't know Chumley. God damn. Brought out the congestion. That was a stupid joke, and I think that's fitting. I think that's fitting that we end it there.
You don't know Rick from Pawn Stars?
Yeah, that's his full name. Rick from Pawn Stars Nguyen.
There's a lot of apostrophes. Man.
You guys need to leave.
Make sure to follow on whatever platform you're listening on. Give us a rating. Tell us if you like the show. Tell us if you like us.
Tell us if you don't.
Yeah. Or keep it to yourself.
Don't keep it selfish. To yourself. All right. Thank you, selfish lovers.
You guys have a good one.
Bye.